From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking emails, a role that has been denied by a top Russian government official. After thousands of John Podesta's personal emails were hacked, WikiLeaks began releasing them on Friday. Podesta told reporters that he's helping investigators find the hackers and added that it's not any coincidence that his emails were disclosed shortly after a videotape of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump making vulgar remarks about women was released. Meanwhile, the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has denied Russia's involvement in the leaks. In an interview with CNN in Moscow, Lavrov dismissed the claims as ridiculous, adding, "It's flattering, of course, to get this kind of attention." A bomb at a Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan killed 14 people on Wednesday. The provincial governor's spokesman says 28 people were also injured, adding that the explosion happened at the gate of a Shiite mosque in Balkh province. Saudi Arabia announced an easing of its 18-month air blockade of rebel-held areas of neighboring Yemen Wednesday. The move is to allow the evacuation of hundreds of wounded from a deadly weekend airstrike. More than 140 people were killed in Saturday's raid. The number of people who've signed up to a petition launched by EU staff demanding that former European Commission President José Manuel Barroso lose his pension after he took a job with Goldman Sachs on Wednesday reached 152,000. Barroso took an advisory position at a U.S. investment bank, Goldman Sachs, this summer, causing a furor over a conflict of interest. This is